members. Before us, we have House File 1426. Included in your packet is the subcommittee report on the Senate file. The House file is identical, and so we will be moving the House file. Senator Michelle, do you want to do some explanation?
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair and members. So the House file is in front of us, right, Mr. Bonner? So House File 1426 is the congressional district redistricting plan. So this divides Minnesota into 8 congressional districts. You'll recall the discussion during when we were taking the census. We were in a close battle with, I believe, Missouri to retain all 8 of our congressional districts, and we did. So this sets new boundaries based on population shifts and the new demographics of Minnesota, how we've changed in the last 10 years. So in your packet is an actual, you have maps, and you also have reports on things like political subdivision splits and minority populations. A number that I'll share with you, Madam Chair, is 662,991. 662,991, that's the magic number now for the population of a congressional district. We have a much higher standard for the congressional plan as opposed to the state plan. We actually have to be within one. We have to be within one on these congressional district populations. So, Madam Chair, this plan splits 7 counties and 7 cities. And just as a benchmark, the plan that we live under today is roughly the same. It split 8 counties and 7 cities. The biggest change is the northern districts moving from east to west. And we also had to, and the biggest district that had to lose population, Madam Chair, was where you live, Congressional District 6. Senator Fischbach had to lose over up almost 100,000. So there's a push and a pull with these population changes. This takes this into account. Also within the language of the bill itself are the principles by which we drew these lines. So we talk about the equal population. The districts must be compact. Minority representation, preserving communities of interest. So that language is actually in the bill as well, Madam Chair. So, Madam Chair, I would move then that House File 1426 be recommended to pass and sent to the floor.
Discussion on House File 1426. Seeing none, Senator Michelle has moved that House File 26 be recommended to pass and sent to the floor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion is adopted.
I'd like to be recorded as a no in the minutes.
Absolutely, Senator Bach. With that, members, that is all that's on the schedule for Rules Committee today. Thank you so much for getting up bright and early. And rules
Madam,
is...
Madam Chair.
Oh, Senator Bach.
There's been some information floating around out in the social media by some staffers. I saw a little exchange between, I think, House and Senate, or between both caucus staffers relative to the amount of money that was expended on redistricting. And I wonder if it might be helpful. The information I saw is pretty grossly inaccurate as to how much money was really spent. In the event, it appears like this is likely to go to the courts. I think we ought to at least have accurate information for the public to see relative to how much money the legislature expended. Putting a map together, how much was spent on equipment, how much actually was spent on staffing, maybe by all 4 of the caucuses. So I offer that as a suggestion. I think something we probably should consider. I've always been a little bit concerned with the whole social media thing as people put numbers on. It doesn't matter if they're accurate. They don't have to be verified by anybody. So something I think I'll think about a little bit. Maybe before into session I might be prepared to actually make some motion to that effect, but not today.
Thank you, Senator Bach. And if nonpartisan staff can be helpful in accumulating those numbers. Anything further? All right. Rules Committee is adjourned. Thank you, Mr.